It is Spanning the State. I'm Brian Noonan.
And I am Kristen Bry. Prior to last year's Supreme Court ruling, UW-Madison considered race as one of its many factors in a holistic admissions process that weighed into an applicant's academic record the heaviest. But as of this week, we have data on this fall freshman's class, and it shows that there was a 4% decline in students of color. So if you believe that a more diverse student population is a good thing, that decline, not such a good thing. So joining us now is Allison Wagner, who is the founding executive director of All in Milwaukee, which is a partner with UW-Madison and a nonprofit supporting diverse, low-income Milwaukee students through college and their careers. Welcome to the show, Allison.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
So does this data that came out this week surprise you?
It doesn't surprise me. I think that we've seen other elite colleges that have shown that the Supreme Court ruling led to a less diverse freshman class. But coupled with this were all the FAFSA delays.
And that was one of my questions.
Yeah, that occurred, unfortunately, for the graduating class of high school 2024. And what we saw last spring here in Wisconsin was a 30% decline in the number of FAFSAs completed. And that's unfortunate because what that meant were far fewer limited income students of color were considering going to college. And I know we're going to see that across the board when we really have the full picture of enrollment data.
Well, the data is just coming out, and UW-Madison, obviously a little tight-lipped about everything that's going on. Besides the FAFSA stuff, do you have any other theories about why there's this drop?
Yeah, I mean, I think the FAFSA piece is going to be a huge part of the equation. Obviously, also, they couldn't take into consideration race when they were doing their holistic admissions process. But from my seat, we actually grew the number of students from Milwaukee.
Which I think is interesting.
From in our program, I wouldn't say overall across the board in Milwaukee. I don't have the MPS data. But if we saw the MPS data, I don't think what we're seeing overall are that more students went to UW-Madison, but in our program and with our partnership, we were able to grow to 52 Milwaukee students, and we've set a target with UW-Madison to have at least 60 from this year's graduating class, 2025.
So what are some of the strategies that All in Milwaukee uses that has a success rate?
Yeah, thank you. So we work with more than 42 different high schools and pathway partners. Pathway partners can include community-based organizations like the clubs, College Possible, UCC, MK Fellows. And we go directly to their high school counselors and make sure that they are nominating students and promoting this opportunity for students who meet three simple criteria. There's a residency requirement, so the students have to be from Milwaukee. There's a need-based requirement, so they have to be Pell eligible, which means they receive federal and state funds for college. And then three, there's a merit component. Our students must have at least a cumulative 3.0 or higher GPA. But working really closely with those high school counselors and those pathway partner community-based organizations, they get us in front of those students. We do a road show. We do a big kickoff event with all those counselors. And this year, we're working really closely with UW-Madison. Actually, for the first time ever, UW-Madison is busing 120 MPS students to campus on Monday, October 21st. Mm-hmm. We're going to be a part of that. We have a student participating. We're presenting on the All in Milwaukee package there. And they're really trying to promote the community that we're building. UW-Madison does provide All in Milwaukee two offices for our on-site advisors. We actually have a satellite campus there with three advisors who have access to two offices, a meeting space. They also host monthly socials for our students. So we just had a big back-to-school barbecue for all of them. Upcoming is a big scavenger hunt. Then we'll have the Fall Fest. But they really are trying to invest and make sure that our students from Milwaukee who are low income and diverse can find their people and find their purpose. And that's extra challenging now as we see that the freshman class is only about 14% diverse. But they really are working hard to make sure the financial aid package is there, but then the support is there so that our students can succeed once they do matriculate to campus.
Let's go back for a minute to the FAFSA stuff that you were talking about before. Is there a way, and the drop in students filling them out, how do you change that? How do you get more students to start filling out those FAFSA forms?
Great question. It was a really tricky year last year because the U.S. Department of Education waited until the last possible moment, December 31st, to unveil the new form. And then once it was out in the new year, there were tons of glitches and issues. So it really wasn't up and working until I would say March. And there was just so much catch-up work to do. So first and foremost, we need the form working, and we need it earlier in the process because students need to be completing the FAFSA, completing their applications for colleges, and completing scholarship applications like All in Milwaukee all first semester. So hopefully they're getting in, and then they're getting a clear picture of not only where they're in school, but where they can afford to go to school. Mm-hmm. Because that's the misconception. Just because you get into a school doesn't mean you can afford to go there. Exactly. And this was all part of the delay. You know, the universities that we work with 8 universities as far west as Madison and Whitewater. They had to wait until they received the financial aid information on these students before they could offer them a package. Okay. And at UW-Madison, the vast majority of our students who are Pell eligible do qualify for the Buc-ee's Pell Promise, which is an amazing program that really allows them to have tuition, fees, books, and room and board for their entire college journey. But UW-Madison can't award that until they've gotten the FAFSA from the federal government. And last year's timeline was totally off. And of course, it was a really, really large, challenging problem.
Allison, as someone who works with young people and works with low-income people in our students in Milwaukee, did you have strong feelings when the U.S. Supreme Court ruling came out last year?
I personally did. I try and stay, focused on students. And what I know is that there are exceptional diverse students who need a little bit more support because we have, unfortunately, in this city, a K-12 system that is not across the board. And this is charter, choice, or district serving our students. We have low performing schools across the board. But what I see are amazing, high potential, high quality students that rise above a challenging K-12 ecosystem. And what I know is that with the extra investment, both in terms of financial aid and the scholarship we provide, but also all the wraparound support, these students can walk through the doors that we open. And I was glad from our perspective that we were always an income-based program. So our community is 520 diverse college students, freshmen through senior. They are 100% limited income. Again, that's a criteria to be in our program, but 98% of them identify as a student of color. So we do have some white low-income students in our program, and we're proud of that. But what we know is Milwaukee is the most segregated city in the country. So most of the students who are left behind in our city to have to navigate a very challenging ecosystem tend to be students of color. I would also note that 86% of the students in our program are the very first in their family to go to college. And so when I talk about opening doors and removing barriers, you can imagine how overwhelming it is for the students and their parents, their families can't provide any direction or support. But that's why we have the All in Milwaukee team and advisors. That's what they're there to do.
Do you think this might be a one-year aberration if things had been going up since next year? Hopefully the FAFSA program is all fixed. Everything's the way it should be. Maybe you make up that 4%, pick up another percent, that this might just be a temporary dip?
Well, I'm sure UW-Madison's admission team is highly motivated to get that number back up. And I will say, thanks to really generous, incredible donors, you know, we have a few behind us. They're very interested in making sure UW-Madison is a diverse place and is a place where diverse students from Milwaukee can succeed. So that's why we've set that target of a minimum of 60. Today, we have 145 Badgers that are in the All in Milwaukee program. We're hoping to add another 60 in next year's class and continue to grow that number.
Nice.
And I definitely believe in that UW-Madison admissions team. They're highly motivated and data-driven. So I believe that they will definitely try and increase that number next year.
Allison, where can people get more information on All in Milwaukee?
Thank you. Please visit us at allinmilwaukee.org, allinmilwaukee.org. And our application is actually opening mid-November for the class of 2025. So if you know high school seniors who are low income, who want to go to one of our 8 institutions, are from Milwaukee and have a 3.0 or higher, please send them our way because we're expecting to have fundraise enough for 175 scholars in the next class.
That's awesome. Nice. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for being here.
Allison Wagner is the founding executive director of All in Milwaukee. Sunday Unlimited News Time, 1:26. It's Spanning the State.